tricycle's wild. I've got the move that really move 'em. I said chill up and down their spine. I'm just a sexy boy.
Welcome back to a Soccer Talk Live. Myself, Spud Guy, and Omega here with the one, the only. He's called an icon, Mr. WrestleMania, the showstopper. But we know him by three simple letters, HBK. How are you, sir?
I'm doing good. Thank you very much. That's a pretty cool intro. I appreciate it.
Well, you know, you've given us so many moments to talk about over the years with your career, from the super kick to Marty Jannetty, the Iron Man match, you know, all your WrestleMania moments, on and on and on and on. You know, I don't think there is an intro too short for you.
Well, I that's when I came up with all the names. I can remember the first Rocky movie and all the names that Apollo Creed had, you know, and Rocky sure does have a lot of names. So at the, you know, at the expense of Apollo Creed, I certainly thought, like, well, maybe if I call myself a bunch of cool stuff, that'll catch on and I won't have to talk so much. But, I appreciate the, you know, compliments. You know, and again, I do sit back, you know, now I have the opportunity to sit back and, you know, look at my career in totality and, you know, and say, gosh, I mean, it's, you know, you got to do a lot of pretty cool stuff, dude. I mean, you don't really deserve all that. I mean, I can remember being 19 and, you know, thinking that making it was just getting to wrestle, you know, down at the Junction here in San Antonio in front of 25 people. And that would have been the greatest thing I could have ever thought of, you know, and then, you fast forward 26 years later and, you know, you're getting inducted into the Hall of Fame and you know, and you get to do these interviews and have people pick out all these different events that they can remember and, you know, that were impactful in their lives. And it is, I'm getting old and softer as I go on. And, you know, you really do start to feel like, dang, dude, you really got to be, you know, it was pretty sweet, you know, and I don't really know that you deserve to be a part of that much cool stuff. And I don't know. I'm getting a little sentimental about it. That's for sure.
Well, what are you doing with yourself in your retirement? You finding a lot of time to go fishing and hunting? You get anything this year?
I have. I've had a lot of time to do that. I'm actually, provided the wind stays down, I'm going to go bass fishing tomorrow with one of my buddies. And, you know, I'm getting to spend a lot of time, you know, obviously with my family, which, you know, I'm thoroughly enjoying. And honestly, you know, trying to see the kinds of things I want to do in the future. You know, and that's what sort of this raffle was about. You know, I mean, obviously combining, you know, what I did in the past and, you know, trying to use that to raise money for these charities and you know, trying to do, yeah, again, I'm certainly no saint and I'm, you know, I'm just a dude, but I mean, trying to do something good. You know what I mean? You meet these people, you know, that work for Ronald McDonald House and CTO and Operation Homefront, and holy cow, you talk about special people and amazing people and the work that they do. You know, you get in front of them and you feel very unworthy, to say the least. And so, you know, you try to do what little you can to help them out. And that's sort of what, you know, sort of brought about this sweepstakes and this raffle for WrestleMania.
Well, let's delve into your charity real quick, and then I'll toss it over to my co-host, Omega. I saw your tweet, I believe it was Cody Hawkins who drew a picture for the WrestleMania auction, and you said, thanks for giving the old man some abs.
And
I thought that was kind of funny. With your charity, this is obviously, it's the winner and a guest. All expenses paid to Mania, or is it this year or next year?
Yes, no, it's this year, and the one that, Curt Hawkins is doing the WrestleMania Access charity, which is a separate charity than the one that I'm doing. Mine is a WrestleMania. You get two premium seats. You get two seats to the Hall of Fame. You get a meet and greet with me, which I don't know if that's a bonus or not. But, you know, and you also, they have a $2,000 travel voucher, which goes to travel. And then you also get three nights paid for at the Marriott Marquis there in Atlanta. So we're trying to make it a very all expense paid. You just get to come and have a good time. It's to raise money for the Ronald McDonald House, Operation Homefront, and Cross Trail Outfitters, three charities that I work with here in San Antonio. And obviously all the proceeds are going to them, and just ask people to go to theshawnmichaels.com, and there's a link there, and they can click on that. And it's I believe it's $2 a ticket. You have to buy a minimum of five, which is $10, obviously, and if my math is still halfway decent. Again, just trying to do what I can to help these folks out, and then also provide a lucky WWE fan with something that they might not be able to do in their lifetime, which is to be a part of WrestleMania, the Hall of Fame, and that entire weekend. But I do want to comment on Curt Hawkins. It's an art auction at WrestleMania Access. That money is going to a local Atlanta hospital, and that is a separate one that he and a number of other WWE superstars are showing other gifts that they have, which I didn't know Curt had. He's an unbelievable artist, and he painted me in a flattering light, which I was I was very happy about. And I'm going to try to get a hold of him at WrestleMania and sign that, and hopefully raise money for that hospital also.
Well, my apologies on the mix-up.
Not a problem. Not a problem at all.
You had something, Omega?
Yeah, I did. Hi, Sean. I'm the quiet one.
Hello, sir.
Speaking of WrestleMania, I was looking back through some of my favorite matches there, and my absolute favorite is from WrestleMania 19 against Jericho, which,
yes,
great. Beautiful match, beautiful moment at the end, but I've always wanted to ask, do you wish it ever ended some way besides getting low-blowed?
Well, no, I mean, that was, for us at the time, I mean, obviously Chris still needed to come out of that, the bad guy. And so I can remember, sort of trying to figure out what it is we were going to do there, and as we were doing, the entire storyline, and then also, even in the match, you could see the mutual respect that these two had, and we were obviously, as we told in the story, I was an influence of Chris's, for getting into the WWE, and so, through the course of the match, he almost, you could almost see the mutual respect, and it would be something that would lean Chris more to a more likable character, and we didn't, that's not what they wanted at the end. So, I always likened it to the analogy I used at the time with Chris was, it's almost like, and I believe it's Godfather 2, when, Michael Corleone, kisses Fredo and he said, "I knew it was you," how about we tried to think of a number of different things to do, and then obviously nothing works better than a triple kick in the nuts, and I told him, I said, I want to fall on you and just sort of slide down you like, oh, how could you, and just had him look at me like, that was just what we, just one of those things that you sit around, and it's one of the things I always, Chris and I just always, it's one of the, just the sheer joys he and I had, because we're both very artsy-fartsy in that way. We love the creative process and sitting around with each other and just, sort of coming up with how we can really make stuff a little bit better than it you know, than I might otherwise be, and just really get into the creative process. And that's, you know, that was obviously a, that was practically when we first met. And obviously I think that relationship and that, cohesiveness, you know, only got better the more he and I contacted, with each other throughout the years.
Now, the thing with WrestleMania last year, obviously we all know what happened, but during that match, you used the ankle lock, the sharpshooter, the crossface, and the figure four. All prominent opponents, you know, finishing moves throughout your WrestleMania career. Was that paying homage to your moments at WrestleMania?
Well, I mean, that and also, you know, I'm not really a submission guy, but, you know, at different times, you know, throughout the years, yeah, I've encountered all those guys. I've been in all of those moves, obviously. And so, yeah, it's one of those things that you feel like you get a little creative liberty in that people will understand the tie-in. You know, I mean, it's not something that you're really just pulling out of nowhere, so to speak. I mean, it's something that, you know, you as the fan can see me and immediately go, oh, well, he would know that because he can do this because. And so, yeah, I mean, that's one of the things where obviously being in the ring with so many guys throughout the years, and the majority of those all being at a WrestleMania, yeah, there's obviously a tie in there that you feel like creatively you can get away with from a standpoint that, you know, I mean, it doesn't feel like you're reaching so much.
There's one thing I don't think anyone on this network would forgive me if I didn't ask, because we quote it every week. Who was Stan? And whose idea was it to randomly super kick the poor guy?
that was best I recall. Stan was, you know, just one of our many people backstage. And, you know, it's just the wonderful thing about DX, I mean, really nothing has to make sense. And so, you know, we were just sort of doing, it was one of those things where, you know, you feel like it's almost a Chris Farley, you know, John Belushi, like, hey, slapstick physical comedy will work great here. You know, so that was just, you know, it was sort of a situation where I was just, you know, getting frustrated and, you know, just going off the reservation and just started waffling people. And so that was just a, you know, unfortunately, you know, if you're in the area, there's a chance you can get pulled into a DX promo. You know, just sort of, you know, I mean, and so that was one of those very spur of the moment, off the cuff. You know, we're all sort of stupid humor guys. We're all very much fans of the airplane movies and Leslie Nielsen stuff and things of that nature. So any kind of stupid physical comedy makes us all chuckle. And so that's sort of how that came about. And Stan was just a, you know, one of the poor guys who was, it was actually his computer. If I remember correctly, I was on a computer. It was actually Stan's computer. And we just used him, and I did my, he was a writer's assistant, and I did my best to not hurt him, but at the same time, had to make sure the papers flew.
You know, one of my favorite moments actually came when Hunter was trying to get the reunion with DX to go up against DiBiase and Rhodes and Legacy, and they had you in, I believe it was the WWE cafeteria, and you're flipping burgers and stuff, and you're the really annoying little girl, whom off camera she threw her salad, you know, the super kick, and it was absolutely fantastic and funny because we've all had those moments with little kids. How was it when you went up to that girl's parents and said, I would like to fake super kick her? How hard was that?
Well, I mean, she was, My understanding, she was told all that beforehand, and obviously because it was off camera, she wasn't even anywhere near us. So, and that,
right.
that whole thing came up because everybody was, you know, I had taken that that summer off, and everybody was so shocked that what I was actually doing that summer was, you know, flipping burgers and stuff like that to little kids. It was just something that, you know, again, I was doing it. I mean, you know, we owned a place that did that, and for the summer, that's what I was doing. I was flipping burgers, and they would come up and ring the bell, you know, like that, nonstop. And so, and everybody thought, I was like, that's what you're doing? And I said, well, yeah. I mean, I guess everybody assumed I'd be like on a beach in the Bahamas or something like that, but I was flipping burgers for little kids and grilling French fries and making pizzas and stuff like that. And they just thought that was amusing. So they decided to write it into the script of where it was they found me, because that is in fact what I was doing and where they found me.
All right, real quick, who has the prettier elbow drop, you or Randy Savage? Because we debate this all the time.
Well, from what I understand, taking mine is a lot easier than taking his. But having said that, I've never been underneath either one of them. No, I was underneath his, actually, I think. So, I don't know. I mean, because I'm me, I feel like I gotta say me. So, but, you know, Mach's was pretty sweet, that's for sure.
Just real quick, since it's something else I love on theshawnmichaels.com, you've become a YouTube star in your off time, which I always imagine that's what happened with the Click Cam after all these years. Do we get to see more of the Shawn Michaels, the comedian, on YouTube?
Yeah, you know, I've had a lot of people on my Twitter like they want me to do that. I've just been obviously, you know, a little busy with the sweepstakes and stuff like that, and having to do some other, I guess, more business oriented stuff with it. But no, I mean, we actually enjoy doing it. It's been fun. So I will be doing more of that. Strangely enough, retirement has kept me pretty darn busy, so I haven't had the opportunity to get down there and do some. Plus, you know, coming up with a, you know, I'd like, you know, I thought the first couple were pretty funny, and you know, so you want to take the time to make sure you do them well, and they are funny, and I'm an idiot by nature, so I mean they come pretty fairly naturally, but we just haven't had the opportunity to get them done. But no, there'll definitely be more coming in the future. Hopefully, you know, after WrestleMania winds down, I'll be able to get a few more of those up.
Thank you so much, Sean, for doing this. We appreciate it greatly, for spending a few minutes with us to talk about your illustrious and Hall of Fame career. Now we can call you a Hall of Famer. Before it was surefire. Now it's legit. You're in there. I would be remiss if we didn't ask this, because it's been bugged since the people found out. Who is the ideal person to induct Shawn Michaels on Saturday night?
Well, I got to tell you, I mean, it's true. I mean, I've narrowed it down to two, and I'm honestly not sure yet. They're waiting too, and I'm bothering them by not, you know, making my decision. And, you know, but, you know, and again, it's one of those things where I find myself, there's a long-winded answer, but I find myself trying to figure out, you know, gosh, do I make it different, or do I just do what I want to do and just have it be fun and enjoyable, or, you know, do I try to make it interesting, or, oh, I don't know, controversial or exciting? Or it's hard for me to get out of the performance mode, and I'm not sure if, you know, they keep telling me, look, dude, this is about you, just enjoy it and have fun. But it's hard not to, you know, feel like people are expecting something, you know, and I guess I'm worried about it coming across, you know, I guess I just always feel like people are, you know, like if mine's just your standard Hall of Fame induction and I say thanks for this and thanks to different people, and then I walk out, they're going to go, that's it. I figured more would happen. And but I mean, really, that's, you know, I mean, that's what it is. It's a Hall of Fame induction. It's not a, you know, it's not a storyline. It's not a this. It's not, you know, it's supposed to just be me getting honored. And so I, you know, and they keep telling me that, but it's hard for me not to feel like I got to do something. So having said all that, I've had a tough time narrowing it down because I haven't made a decision on what I'm doing, whether I'm just going to enjoy it or I'm going to try to make it a performance. And, I'm going to have to figure that out pretty darn quick because it's getting pretty close.
Well, we know you are busy today, so we don't want to keep you for any longer. Thank you very much for taking the time. And for everyone listening, you can find Sean on Twitter at SeanMichaels_ and TheSeanMichaels.com for the WrestleMania 27 charity raffle.
Well, again, thank you guys very much for helping out. I really appreciate it, guys.
No problem. Once again, what can they win? They go, they buy their ticket. What can they win?
They can win 2 premium seats to WrestleMania, so you won't be up in the nosebleed. 2 tickets to the Hall of Fame. A meet and greet with me, which I am giving everybody the option to opt out if you want, if I'm not your cup of tea. But you also get a $2,000 travel voucher, you know, so that should be able to cover your airfare, hopefully. And then you get 3 nights at the Marriott Marquis there in Atlanta.
More importantly, the only way for Shawn Michaels to send someone to WrestleMania without a super kick involved.
Well, and again, yeah, depending on how nice you are to me at the meet and greet, you never know. So
awesome. Thank you again very much for coming on our airwaves. Operation Homefront and Ronald McDonald House, and I'm sorry I did not catch the 3rd charity that is benefiting from this wonderful auction that Shawn Michaels is putting on. Remember, TheSeanMichaels.com. Go there. $2 raffle tickets. Buy them. Send somebody to WrestleMania and raise some good money in the process. Thank you, sir, very much for joining us.
You bet. Thank you guys so much for helping out. Appreciate it.
Have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye.